A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab. Amminadab became the father of Nashon, Nashon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David, the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph, Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah, Uzziah the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, and Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud. Abiud became the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok, Zadok the father of Akim, Akim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar. Eleazar became the father of Mathan, Mathan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. In what remains the shortest sermon I have ever heard, I vividly recall the parish priest of my childhood looking up from the ambo after stumbling through the reading of today's gospel and stating, "Children, be grateful that your parents did not name you any of these names." He then sat down. Given the fear and trembling these names evoke in pulpits near and far, it's somewhat remarkable that the church still insists on their being read aloud each year. But as we enter into the octave before Christmas, the annual proclamation of Jesus' genealogy reminds us that Jesus did not arrive on a chariot piercing the clouds, but as a servant in a long lineage of servants of the Lord. Just as the Advent season began at the end of the story, the kingdom of God in its fullness, the Advent season closes by going back to the beginning of the story, the kingdom of God at its start. And we discover that the history of the kingdom is a history of collaboration between God and many humans who sometimes consciously, yet often unwittingly, lent their lives to a greater plan of which they were aware but faintly. They were royalty and simple folk, farmers and shepherds, saints and sinners. And while many longed for the kingdom of God to come, longed for the Messiah who would usher it in, few probably had any clue as to the critical role they played in bringing it about. When Shealtiel walked 20 miles through a dark desert one night to secure the medicines needed to keep Zerubbabel alive, did he know he was making possible the birth of Jesus? When Ruth left her homeland, when Tamar wooed Judah, when Zadok taught Akim the stories of their ancestors so that he could be sure to pass them on to Eliud, did any of them know? I think of this sometimes in the context of my own life. When I wonder whether my daily work, my being in the world, the tiny ways I love, the choices I make, well, whether they make a difference, I think it's possible that God is still working in these same mysterious ways today. That each of us is a chess piece on a board much, much bigger than we can imagine. And in collaboration with God, the small daily acts of love that we make somehow contribute in ways that we dare not dream. Someday, perhaps, we will be as surprised as Amminadab and Rehoboam to hear our names announced by a stumbling preacher as beloved servants in a long line of servants who helped make possible the reign of God.